Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful you've joined me on this magical today in this magical new year. I don't know about you, but I'm not one for making resolutions. But around this time of year, especially around the winter solstice and during New Year's, I do consider my intentions for this upcoming year. And this year, my intention has been one of flow. And my intentions are typically those that have been presented to me through my inner guidance and through the world around me, through all different synchronicities that I am learning to pay more and more attention to. I don't know if you've noticed, but the synchronicities lately have been supercharged, and not only just supercharged, but mind-blowing even. And even as mind-blowing as they can also be as subtle if we're willing to pay attention to them. And so the answers are always all around us. And I've been pointed to relaxing, going with the flow, slowing down my motion, and allowing the universe to make the decisions for me. Because sometimes the world can get a little overwhelming. Our choices can get just a little overwhelming. We don't know what to do, which path to go down. And a lot of times it's so much easier to not decide when we don't have to make the decision. Sometimes we have to make the decision, of course, but we can always allow the universe to make the decision for us or allow ourselves to pay attention to the cues the universe is giving us to follow the breadcrumbs along a certain path. The decision is always made by our soul, and we as humans can consciously decide to pay attention to it or to ignore it, thereby making our lives easier or harder in the process. Today, I wanted to look up in the, because my intention has been flow, it made me think of the Tao. And the Tao is another word for the way. And when I got to thinking about this year of 2023, those numbers add up to 7. And the 7 to me says the great way. And the great way says the Tao. And so I wanted to check on my book, The 365 Tao by Deng Ming Tao, which is a book for a reflection for each and every day of the year. And it's been a while since I picked this book up, but today I thought it was appropriate. And the message for today is called devotion. It says, make the crooked straight, make the straight to flow, gather water, fire, and light, bring the world to a single point. If we have devotion, total faith and commitment to our spiritual path, our determination will naturally build momentum. Fewer and fewer obstructions will come before us. Our path becomes like a crooked one made straight. No matter what tries to keep us from our purpose, we will not be deterred. Proper devotion lies not simply in a headlong course. It also requires fortitudes. Our bodies, our hearts, and our spirits must be totally concentrated upon what we want. Only by uniting all our inner elements can we have full devotion. If we see our path clearly and our personalities are completely unified, then there is no distinction between the outer world and the inner one. Nothing is far away anymore. Nothing is not open to us. That is why it is said that the world is like a single point. So strong is devotion that there is nothing that is not a part of it. And what I hear when I read this is that there are infinite possibilities surrounding us at all times. It is in the ethers. It is in the air. It is in the infinite space. Infinite possibility. And that infinite possibility can be turned into a probability as long as we decide to focus on it, as long as we desire it. And we can truly manifest anything we desire as long as it is in accordance with our inner being. What our outer being wants sometimes isn't in accordance with what our inner being wants. But if those two things are the same, then we can manifest anything we want. And that is typically when we are following our purpose, following our passions. Our passions are typically in line with our purpose. We came in here with a purpose to do a certain thing, and so our passions will typically be in line with it because that's one of the little breadcrumbs from the universe that is pointing us in a certain direction. Follow the fun. Follow the thing that excites you. Follow the thing that lights you up inside, that fuels your fire. And there will often be many things that are trying to keep us from this path because that's the way the world works. It's not always going to be easy. And when these obstacles come into our path, what they're really doing is teaching us how much we can endure, how strong we are, how incredibly determined we can be. Without these things, maybe we wouldn't be persevering. Maybe we would go in a different direction. And that's not what we came here for. And so by listening to the universe, by going with the flow, by allowing your path to be straight and not crooked, by following those breadcrumbs, maybe it will seem a little crooked, but it won't seem like a maze that you're stuck in, going to the end and getting stuck and not having a way out each and every time. The straight path will always have a light at the end. There will always feel like there is a purpose to it when you are following your passion. I found a really great clip today by Carolyn Mace, who's one of my favorite teachers. She's written a multitude of books, many that have helped me a lot along my own path. And she's written a lot about the archetypes. She's one of my favorite go-tos about the archetypes. And what she's doing this year is on her YouTube channel, each and every week, she's going to be discussing a different archetype to help people understand the balance of power within themselves and the archetypes that they are working with, that we're all working with as a collective. She also talked about how transformative this time is that we are living in, and I wanted to share with you her perspective, so take a listen.
Because I deeply, deeply, profoundly believe we are living at such an extraordinary time of transformation, and for all the many ways that that can be described. For me, if you look through the lens that we are shifting from engaging in this world through five senses and physical matter to shifting into a species that engages with our lives through energy, through energy technology, through energy communication, through understanding our body as a human energy system, through the, we're opening up our energetic senses, this and our energetic perception, so that we are actively expanding how we understand this universe to include life in other places, to include understanding that this is not air, it is a matter-based. It is a form of energetic data, dark matter, that the world that we thought the way it was when I was growing up, five senses, is not the way it is at all. So we're relearning, we're learning anew how we work, how we're designed, and what the nature of our power is. And because it is so profound a shift, it is causing a transformation to happen everywhere, because everything we grew up learning, especially in my generation and the elders and the generation right behind me, that a lot of what we learned is simply not true. It's not the truth. It was a functioning true. It was true in a functioning way, because we do have five senses, but it's insufficient. And maybe that's the way to look at it. The knowledge base we grew up with was simply insufficient. And so now it's expanding. And in that expansion, it is giving us the capacity to understand the nature of God differently. Instead of an off-planet, gargantuan cosmic human being that looks like a man, that anthropomorphic archetype is getting dismantled along with all the myths that hold it in place, which is, I think, one of the trigger points of why there's so much chaos, because so many people are detaching from their traditions and in search of something more, something what are they looking for? But in this in-between stage, you have a rise of fundamentalism, the rise of the fear of exactly what's happening, and so they retreat back to the basics, to the search for what is real, what is out there, how is this world constructed, what is the nature of God, and in between, we're discovering the nature of our power in a very different way, our internal power, inner space and outer space are the two new frontiers. Inner space, that our attitudes, our thoughts, our beliefs actually influence the body we're sitting in. And if it's true for one, it means that we are influencing the collective experience that is the human experience.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Talkspace. As a listener of this podcast, you know it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness, because when you work on yourself, you'll start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. When it comes to getting help via therapy, Talkspace makes it super convenient to get mental health care with or without insurance to fit your needs. The long-term effects of therapy can give you the tools to deal with challenges as they arise and lead to a more optimistic outlook on life. And you don't need to wait until something goes wrong in your life to work with a therapist. Of course, Talkspace is also there to help with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and use code POSITIVE. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and use the code POSITIVE to get $100 off of your first month.
You know, what's interesting, about 25 years ago, maybe more, when I first got into learning about all of this stuff, when I would say to somebody that your thoughts are what create your reality, they would look at me like I had five different heads. And now, 20, 25 years later, it's a whole different ballgame. This idea is becoming accepted, more and more accepted every single day, because we're living it. And as we live it, we know that it is true. We know that we are creating our reality with our thoughts, especially when we've been putting into practice. We learn that it is true. We're also shifting into this time where we understand that energy, it's a thing, and that that's all that there is, that we are conscious beings made of energy, that these material bodies that we were so focused on for so many years are really made of energy, that it is just densified energy that we see in solid form. But the reality is that we're all connected in one big collective energy, and we're shifting our perspective to start to understand the nature of this reality and what God really is, that God is in all of us, that God is this big, huge collective energy that creates all that there is and that is all that there is, that makes each and every one of us God. This entire universe is made up of the same stuff. We're all made of star stuff, each and every single one of us. And we're all learning this. These myths that we've been taught throughout our history are now starting to be dismantled, like she was talking about. And that is really exciting to me. The truths that have been held as secrets for so many years that our ancestors were killed for keeping, for holding secret. This knowledge, it's time for it to come out, and it is coming out. The secrets of the ancients, the way the ancients lived, the way we understood ourselves in relation to the world, we are all starting to understand this now. The energies are appropriate for it, and this certainly is a transformative time. And I don't know about you guys, but I am pretty excited to see what lies ahead. And I know that I can be excited for what lies ahead because my intention is to go with the divine plan, to go with what my soul decides, to follow all those breadcrumbs, to go with the flow. And I know that if I do that, I will always be okay because I've learned in the history of my life that that's always the case. And when I try to get in the way and I try to control it, that's when it's not okay. So this year, my intention is to just let it all go, go with the flow, allow the universe to decide, and everything will be okay, as it always is. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with this song for today by Wookiefoot called Slow Your Motion. Until next time, I love you all.
Slow your motion, roll like the ocean, slowing down time just like a magical potion. Slow your motion, let go your notion, transcend full dimension with the love and devotion.
Life is so short. People are telling me all of the time, but we can ignore the way that we choose to be living our lives. World spinning, busy in pace, soul thin, running in place, searching it for a way to get out. Run out of time to run into now.
Trapped in past and future tense, here and now, but there and then. Forever, soon, but never, when the hourglass just looks again. Gotta stay cool like Solo, put on my ring, disappear like Dodo. Only way to get back my mojo, if I can flip my mojo to slow motion.
Roll like the ocean, slowing down time just like a magical potion. Slow your motion, let go your notion, transcend full dimension with the love and devotion. Slow your motion. Roll like the ocean. Transcend full dimension with the love and devotion.
Temple. Under the pressure, bound to collapse, a limited vessel. Ambition and vision created my trap. Sand quickly running out. Focus on breath to be slowing it down. Tick by, blink of an eye. Make it to now by taking your time.
Fall back into your flow. Always go high when they go low. Don't need to give up to let go. Buckle up.
One, two, ready, set, go.
Gotta stay cool like Solo. Put in my ring, disappear like Dodo. Only way to get back my mojo. If I can flip my mojo to slow motion.
Slow your motion. Roll like the ocean, slowing down time just like a magical potion. Slow your motion, let go your notion, transcend full dimension with the love and devotion.
roll like the ocean. Transcend fourth dimension with our love and devotion.